Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Well, we're almost to the finish line. You have walked for 26 days, and I am so proud of you. Thanks for still being here with me. Let's finish strong. Today, as you tackle the tough task of reciting Psalm 91, 1 through 15, let me hone in on one word in our most recent Bible verse. Verse 15 reads, "When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him." There's something I find amazing about this. Let me show you. When we call on the name of the Lord, he does three things. He answers, he rescues, and this is what floors me, he honors. Wait, what? God honors me? Yeah. We find the topic of honor throughout the Bible. It seems to be of great importance to God. Now, the dictionary defines honor as high respect, great esteem. The secondary definition is adherence to what is right or to a conventional standard of conduct. To honor someone is to hold them in high respect or to treat them with honor. John 12:26 reads, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." Honor is given to those who live righteously. You see how those two definitions of the word come together? Honor is given to the one who makes the next right decision consistently. Not every time, because no one's perfect, but time after time. Proverbs 21:21 backs that up. "Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor." There is a reward to living well before God Almighty, and honor is one of them. Now, I don't know about you, but I can barely wrap my head around that. I mean, I know we honor the elderly, the accomplished, the valedictorians of the world, but God's saying if you are a nobody, if you are nobody special, and all we ever do is live well and obey him, he, the God of the universe, desires to honor us. Friend, as you press into memorizing God's word, trusting him in hard things, you're not only calming your anxious heart, you're also positioning yourself to be honored by God. Since our walking challenge is almost over, I want to encourage you to make it a habit to walk with the Lord regularly. A habit is not a goal, but something we do consistently, like brushing our teeth or taking showers or eating. You've likely experienced some breakthrough at this point in your walking journey. Maybe you've been feeling more energetic or your body feels stronger. For me, I just don't feel my body, and that's a nice thing for someone who struggles with chronic joint and back pain, okay? Walking eases that, and I just feel, well, nothing, and that's a good thing. But here's the thing. Inevitably, I get through a challenge like this, and I let my discipline drop off. I stop walking, and then I do feel the joints. So here's how you can succeed at staying on the walking trail. Make a plan. Be specific. That includes where, when, and what. Don't just tell yourself you'll walk. Don't just tell yourself you'll walk every morning. Write down more details. For example, I will walk my dog around the pasture first thing every morning, weather permitting, and I will aim for just 30 minutes. See what I just did there? Hold my feet to the fire. I hope you'll stay in touch with me as we near the end of this experience. Over the next couple days, I'll tell you a few ways we can do that. First up, listen to Revive Our Hearts. I co-host this podcast for my friend, Nancy DeMoss Wohlgemuth. On it, you'll hear Nancy teaching from God's Word and interviews I conduct with guests like Christopher Yuan, Alex Kendrick, Julie Slattery, and more. Learn more at reviveourhearts.com. And I also produce a weekly podcast called Revive Our Hearts Weekend to encourage you. You can also learn about that at reviveourhearts.com. Happy walking, friend.